Bienvenue dans Négatif, le podcast à l'écoute des créateurs et créatrices d'images et de sons. Je m'appelle Thibaut Elie et je suis aujourd'hui avec Maxime Rodriguez depuis le Arras Film Festival. Nous allons aujourd'hui parler d'un polar allemand en compétition qui fait écho à l'Allemagne post-réunification. Bonjour Christian Alvar.
Bonjour.
You are the director of Free Country, a crime movie set in 1992. After Germany's reunification, two policemen, one from the west, one from the east, have to conduct an investigation together. Isolated in the former eastern region, they need to solve the mystery of two missing girls. So where did you get that idea from?
Well, there's a lot of soul searching going on within Germany right now, because there's a lot of political stress that many people think is a fallout from how we reunited. Because at first there was all celebrations, but there's also, you know, some problems where maybe the West felt a little bit like the Eastern should be very thankful for providing all that money, and the Eastern Germans thought maybe it's like a takeover, maybe their country was taken away from them and almost like invaded. So there's a lot of political pressure on the country right now. And when Global Screen bought the remake rights for La Isla Mínima, which is a Spanish movie, I thought, okay, that's a perfect crime story to be set in that German era, because the movie is more about a portrait of a time and a place and things that may have gone wrong or started there than it is about the crime itself. You know, the crime is obviously the through line and the story motor, but it's not about that.
So did you want to finish the movie for the 30 years anniversary of the German reunification?
I did finish it in time, but it wasn't released. It's gonna be released in January.
Is it for you a politically engaged movie?
Yes, but it's not talking about it. Like, there's a lot of political things in it, but we're trying to portray them in the characters and the situations and not have anyone discuss it, because it's a historical movie. So people, if we pretend now, you know, that these people at the time knew what was going on, it would be fake, you know, because everybody had had a different perspective. We're now 30 years later, so we know better.
Did you conduct investigation or do research work to better represent this era of Germany?
Yes, and I only hired, for all the Eastern parts, I only hired Eastern actors as well, mostly, because it was very important to me to have these discussions that are going on in the country right now, to have them on the set, on the location, because I'm from Western Germany and I didn't want to portray them from a perspective of privilege that is wrong, you know. So the West Cop is played by a West actor and the East Cop by an East actor, and most of the other people that are portrayed in the film know how it felt to them. So I had a lot of discussions, even to tiny little details like what kind of food they were eating and what they were thinking. But obviously also it's a movie, so, you know, when it comes to production design, sometimes I did something that I thought was creatively stronger, and then I had a discussion if it was right, and I said, okay, it's not a documentary. It also has to be more about a feeling of the place than the actual right wallpaper. You know what I mean? So the wallpaper is wrong, but the feeling is right for me.
So you said this was some kind of remake of a mm-hmm. Spanish movie. Mm-hmm. What did you change from except for the setting, which is in Germany and not in Spain?
Spain, yes.
What did you want to change in the story, maybe?
I mean, we changed very little and very much at the same time. I think the crime story is very similar. But since even the original was not about the crime that much, it was also about the portrait of a country. And so we had to adapt everything for that. It's the original, I think, is in the 70s, early 70s. We're in the early 90s. We have a different East, I think the character of the East Cop is in many ways different from the Spanish original. It's the original is like a summer swamp movie, so it has a feeling of hotness and humidity, and we are much more harsh country in the winter. So, you know, it's just many, many things. I think the original is beautiful, and I didn't want to try to do that in Germany because it wouldn't fit. So I said, okay, we have to embrace our country and the German side of things.
Did you have other movie that inspired you?
Well, every movie inspires me. I mean, it's hard to make a film and not have in your head all the other movies that you've seen. So yeah, there was a lot of, I was actually, especially with the music, I thought, you know, there's a whole music that comes from pain and from losing your country and your home. So that is blues music. So I said to the production designer and the composer, you know, I want to do some kind of industrial blues for the music and also for the film. How it is when you live in a country that has changed so dramatically that many people feel left behind. So that's why there is this kind of music and this kind of Western feel sometimes to the cinematography, you know, because I'm the cinematographer as well. So I was inspired by Westerns. You know, it's a lot of shots are, to me, it's one of my favorite genres is the Western. So since Westerns do very bad at the box office, I snuck it in, you know, with the financiers. They don't know they finance the Western.
Was it difficult to finance the movie?
In this case, it was difficult to get to a good budget, so we had to go very independent. But it was, on the other hand, it was a little bit easier than usual because the company offering me the movie, that bought the rights, they already are world sales company. So they brought some of the money already. And then also German television, there's a time slot that's called Mandy Cinema, where that made a lot of my films, so we trust each other. So it wasn't that difficult. It was just difficult because originally I wanted to have a good budget and didn't work out. So I said, okay, you know, I feel comfortable, you know, coming from amateur filmmaking, I feel comfortable to go low budget as well, so we did it as a small independent film.
So let's talk about visuals. You were your own cinematographer.
Yes.
What does it change?
Well, I come from amateur filmmaking, and there I didn't have a cinematographer. So when I started, I was my own cinematographer. And then when I became a professional, I thought, okay, that's how you have to do it because that's how it's done. But then I was very specific about the shots. Like I was drawing the shots. I was discussing all the time with the filmmaker. And then after a few projects, I did a second camera all the time. So there's one DP operating a camera, and I did my own camera. And then I used my own camera more and more and less the DP. And then I thought it's not really fair to any DP to take that job because I'm basically a pain in the ass to them. So I said, okay, I cannot hide any longer behind any kind of different name because there's so many, like in Dogs of Berlin, there's so many things that I've shot myself that I said, okay, let's come out of the closet. Don't be a secret DP anymore. Be the real DP. So you can't hide behind anyone. That's different. But it's also quicker. Because there's one less person that I have to articulate the vision with, or I have to discuss it with, or I have to fight with. You know, there's just one person in my head, and then it's on the screen. So even though I had great DPs and love most of them dearly, it was a very enjoyable experience for me to just have a shortcut this time.
But don't you have more work to do? Maybe have a team of assistants, operators and electricians?
Yes, maybe for some people it would be more work. For me, it's less work because I already have it in my head. And now I can just point the camera the way I want it and I don't have to discuss it. You know?
Do you do the lighting too?
Yes, of course. There's no DP. So... Yeah, no, I do the lighting too, but I have even before when I worked with different DPs, we had my gaffer. Like I had for the last 5 years was my gaffer on all my movies and my crew. So the DP was very unusual. You know, they had to come in and work with my crew. And that's how I offered the job. I said, listen, I have a very specific way of running the set. So if you want to be a DP, maybe it's not for you, but if it's for you, then you have to work with my crew. And some of them were very happy because I have a great crew, and some had some difficulties with it. And now my gaffer already knows from all the years how I want the lights set. And so it's very quick, the discussion on set. But again, for me, it was, I think, like I said, the Spanish original is a beautiful, beautiful movie in its own way. So I had to find my own. That was the most difficult for me, was not to copy that film for the visuals, but to find your own visuals. And since it was kind of the East German part was kind of deindustrialized after the reunification, a lot of the big factories were taken away and shipped off to China. And so I felt like, you know, it was very rusty to me. So I started the visual concept with the concept of everything being rusty and rotten and red because the steel is being taken away. So you will notice that there's a through line of everything growing rotten, kind of.
Do you supervise the post-production of visuals too with color correction?
Yeah, but I've always done that on my films. So like this is not new for...
So in digital cinema, is it an important part of the visual
yes,
wonder of
the important,
movie?
It's so important actually that I don't wait for the post-production. I go after every shooting day. I have something called the muster bus. Muster is like the rushes, like a rushes bus.
Yes.
And there's a whole setup for grading what we shot just today. So, you know, when we say it's a wrap, the first thing I go is into this bus and I'm spent like another hour to 90 minutes with the DIT grading the rushes. So the look of the rushes is already in the editing similar to what it is at the end, because I hate when you're editing you get used to the shots the way they look, and then you fuck up your vision kind of, because you see it so many times that you're not fresh when you go into the grade. But if you go right after you shot it, you have the original intent, and then you can do all the color correction right there. So it's I think it's super important with digital, but it used to be important before, like, you know, even when you shot on film you had the very complicated way of going to the lab. But then for the DVD and the Blu-ray and everything, you would still go and do digital grading. So it's, you know, it's only my first two movies, which is from 1999 and 2004, where I didn't have any digital. You know, since then, it's normal.
Are you doing the editing too, or do you work with a professional editor?
No, I always had editors I trust, but I also always cut on Final Cut because I know how to take over and do some stuff myself. So in the past, very often I edited a lot myself. Not on the Paramount movie, because that was Mark Goldblatt, the editor. He's one of the best ever in the world, so no. But on a few projects after, I was editing. With my project Bank Lady, I was editing so much that I even have a credit on that, which usually I don't take. But now, my editor that I've been working on for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, is so good with being in my head that I hardly ever have to sit down and do something myself, because he's just phenomenal. So that's the same guy since I did a comedy called Half Brothers, and that was the first for him, but he's a genre guy more. So it was weird because we're both genre guys, and the first thing we did was a comedy. But then after I did Cut Off, which is a serial killer movie, lots of action things, and he's just great. He's not the only editor, because on this he is, but very often, like Dogs of Berlin, I had like 5 editors, but he's the main guy for me.
So is the movie going to be released in 2020?
Yes.
In France and Germany?
Yes.
So great, thank you for this interview.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you. Bye.
À bientôt.